Coffee Park Conversations.
Hello. 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 Okay, hello. Can you hear me? Right, so, welcome to Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris. My name is Paul, and I'm the host of the podcast. This podcast is not about me, although it is about me, but it's more about Paris and my connections to Paris and hopefully drawing in enough interest for other people to say, oh, well, I like Paris too, or I'd like to like Paris, or even never been, maybe I'll go. 3 weeks to go. Starting on January the 9th, 2024, and subsequent second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, I shall be releasing an episode which will cover things such as history, culture, as well as interviews, which will cover things such as history, culture. I'd like to think that I, just being an average kind of person, can put forward a slightly different perspective to those that are already out there. I'm not one of those who says, oh, look at me, I'm great. And I'm not one of those who go, oh, woe is me, or this is my difficult story. I'm just a typical bloke living in London, where I was born and raised, and frequenting Paris as often as possible. But I do it from a different point of view. I'm not what I would call a tourist. I've been once or twice a tourist, but generally I prefer to be a visitor, to visit non-famous, regular parts of Paris. Well, obviously, I still do go to the famous bits. This podcast is based primarily around conversations. It may be a monologue conversation between myself and my microphone on a topic that I find interesting, whilst I haven't done some delving throughout different parts of Paris. Or it may just be, and I know this because I've already done it, like when I went to the cinema and thought, ooh, an interest is sparked, I'll have a little dig on that, you know. Anyway, I have got a master's in creative writing, which is very different to having a master's in creative podcasting. My style may be a little different because I feel that I am a little different and I feel that I've got a little something different to give, although everyone says that when they start. If you look at my Instagram posts, you'll notice that I don't always post everything that would entice people to look. On there, I'm talking about the things that I'm doing relating to what I'm doing. So if I'm sitting in a coffee shop writing, you're going to see a photo of my writing in a coffee shop. If I'm sitting on the Eurostar writing, you'll see a photo of my writing on the Eurostar. If I'm writing in a restaurant, you'll probably see my food. Because I like food. You could still see parts of Paris that I've been to and I haven't been writing, but when I've written a blog entry and posted it on Instagram, the photo relates back to the blog entry. Right, back to the podcast, and these episodes will be out on every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. I'm going to be running 10 season episodes. I'm going to be doing 10 episodes per season from January to May and then July to November. They're going to consist of, as I said earlier, things that I find interesting. People that I also find interesting and have conversations, hopefully of a relaxed manner, finding an interest somewhere and relating it back to Paris. I'm not a historian by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm certainly not a podcast producer per se, although I am actually producing a podcast. To do it, I'm using a couple of iPhones, I'm using a couple of cheap microphones, and if I do any videos, they're going to be with whatever mobile phone I've got at the time. Yes, I would love to do the expensive videos and the flashy bits and pieces, but that's just not me. It's not going to happen. What will happen is you'll get a lot of audio recordings. Some are going to be better than others. Some are going to be almost academic in nature, whereby you just need to sit down and have a think. Maybe a cup of coffee from a coffee pot. Having a conversation. You never know. I have no financial backing, no sponsors. No one investing in me. It's all simply from my own back pocket, using my creative mind, whilst working my 9-to-5 job. Any additional monies are coming, well, actually they're not, but if there were any additional monies, they would be from future podcast listeners who wish to show their appreciation and gratitude. Now, you've heard my introduction. Please brace yourselves. Allow for about half an hour, as every episode is going to have the same structure. It'll be a jingle.
Coffee Park Conversations.
It'll be me introducing what's going to happen, any special things you need to listen out for, and it's going to be the main issue. Finishing off with a little conclusion, then a quick brief synopsis of what's
coming up on Coffee Park Conversations.
Over the next whatever length of time until what is coming up does come out. It's very much an organic show still. I'm sitting here already with many episodes lined up, and depending on what happens, what takes place could alter the planned order that they come out in. I've already adjusted what I thought was going to be season one, because some of the interviews that took place during November 2023, I'm slotting in for season one. If you have any suggestions, apart from stop, any topics you wish me to cover, please do let me know. You can get in touch through all my available platforms, which are, well, firstly, Instagram, at An Englishman in Paris blog. You can link through to my website, find the contact details. That's anenglishmaninparis.blog. You can email me, coffeepot@anenglishmaninparis.blog. You can leave reviews on the podcast. Not sure how I get to see them. But you can leave voice messages through Spotify. I think that comes straight through to me as well. I do use Spotify as my podcast platform for choice for no other reason other than I pay Spotify my money already listening to music. And they've also got a podcast platform, so I use it. You can, if you wish, later, visit buymeacoffee.com/anenglishmaninparis. You can leave a little donation or sign up for one of my memberships. Now, depending on which level you go to, the benefits vary. I will say, maybe from about the end of season two, there'll be a few little behind-the-scenes bits to check out. But the more we spread the word, the more people may support me, and the less grief I get about being tired as I evolve into a proper podcaster. And that'll be nice. And maybe I get to leave the 9-to-5 world that I've been living in for so long and truly get my creative on. So, for now, I'm going to apologise for any background noise you may hear throughout the entire Coffee Pot Conversation podcasts, and also for the variance in sound quality and audio noises throughout each episode. I'm not a producer, as I said. I haven't quite mastered that side yet. However, I do look forward to reading reviews, receiving feedback, and hearing your suggestions. Once again, I do thank you for tuning into Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris.
Coffee Pot Conversations.
Just want to say thank you for listening to this little quick update. There's one more episode coming out just before the big release. That episode will be available on what my family know as Daddy's Christmas Day. Conventionally, it's known as Boxing Day or 26th of December. And that will be my final bit before the very, very first bit. Yes, I know it's all pre's and posts and stuff, but, you know, what can I tell you? That's just the way I roll. I did mention in this, it's a very organic podcast. There's a special episode coming up which isn't part of the initial planned sequence. So the first season actually has 11 episodes. And truth be told, I've still actually got two to record. One is with my youngest, who listened to my eldest's episode in the car today. And the other one is a regular feature on all the seasons. It will be episode 10 of every season, The Best Bits. That's when I'm really going to have to put my finger out and know how to properly take bits of what I want and put in one big audio file. It'll happen. I've got a few weeks to worry about it. Also got a few weeks to find out my best bits. So if you've got any questions or reviews, as I said before, anything that you want put in the best bits, I'm more than happy to oblige and include them. Yes, you can leave reviews on the podcast platform. Like I said, I don't know how I'm going to receive them. I don't know if I get emails through or what, but send me an email directly, coffeepot@anenglishmaninparis.blog, or follow me on Instagram @anenglishmaninparisblog. You can click on the website, anenglishmaninparis.blog, click through to the contact me part, send me a message there. It will go through the website, land on my inbox. I'm the only one doing this. I don't have a press office. I don't have a PR team. I have no PA. It's literally all down to me. Anything that comes out to you as the listener is from me. And I'm looking at keeping it that way. Look, to be honest, I've only had about 4 people listen anyway. And 3 of those have been family. The other one's been a workmate. You know, early days. So please do send stuff in. Let me know how I'm doing. I'm not going to say how it keeps me motivated, because, you know what? Well, it does, but I'm going to be doing it anyway, so you might as well be a part of the journey. I have included a little Q&A just to find out when you listen to this episode. Just drop me a quick line on that. Let me know. Hopefully, I do get that through. But it's going to be Spotify because it's only Spotify that do the Q&As and the polls and stuff. Send me an email. Just let me know when you started listening. And I think that's in theory this conclusion part. You've still got the coming up bit after the next bit. So before I do my bit, let's have a little bit from my youngest.
Coming up on Coffee Pot Conversations.
We have interviews. Yes, truly, truly, we do have interviews. They have been recorded. They are real, with real people, actually done not just in England with the family, but real non-related people over in Paris, couple of coffee shops, bosh, job done. Yeah. But that's all starting when we start, which is January the 9th. I am taking the day off just to make sure everything runs smoothly and making sure that all the links are working and all the buy me a coffee bits are there. They have promised me a different way of doing things. I'm still waiting. That's taken 3-4 weeks at least, maybe 2 months thinking about it. That's a behind the scenes thing, don't you worry about it. So just a quick reminder, the blog is on anenglishmaninparis.blog. That is free, you get one photo. buymeacoffee.com/anenglishmaninparis, that's where you can find the audio versions of the podcast, i.e. the podcast. That's just click through, they are free, along with show notes. However, any extras, any special bits, they will be behind a paywall. At this early stage, being December 23, I wouldn't necessarily worry too much about doing anything. Just give it a year. So round about, you know, this time 2024, I'll keep you updated. That would have been the end of two seasons. You know, if I've got any extras. Or if you just want to show a little bit of support, you want to help me out a little bit, supply me with some coffee from a coffee machine, or when I'm in Paris, you know, I can treat myself to a pan of chocolat on your behalf, I will mention your name. This early stage, I'm happy to talk about anyone. Let's go for it. Anyway, this is the coming up section. So coming up will be real life interviews with real people in real Paris and season 1.
Coffee Pot Conversations.